Hey guys, so this is the Supernova Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about college and whether it's a waste of time or not.
Yay!
So within the next few minutes that we have together, we're going to be getting different perspectives on college and getting more into detail on whether it's wasting people's time and money today or if it will in the future. The way I see it, those who didn't go to college can easily say that they have a great job or they had a great life and they didn't waste any of their time on money in college. But those that are in college can also easily say that college was definitely well worth it and everybody needs to go to college. It's all just perspective. So, a couple of sources are going to be mentioned, such as the Washington Post and the National Association of Scholars, as well as interviews that will be able to give different perspectives. So, from a personal perspective, I can justify that college isn't a necessity, only because my parents didn't go, but they always told me to study and to do my best so that I could go to college. But if they didn't have to go to college and they ended up just fine, why do I and many others come to college? First up with us today is a woman who is in her late 30s, only received a high school diploma, and is a housewife. I call her my mom, but y'all can refer to her as Loopy. From your point of view, can you tell us if you think college is a waste of time or money?
No, college is definitely not a waste of time or money. In order to succeed in life, you need to have an education.
So, you believe it's okay to go into debt for college?
Well, it's not a good thing, but if you have to go into debt for college, then you gotta do what you gotta do. And as long as you're getting an education, you'll be able to pay that off. Unfortunately, yeah, I do believe that some kids go to school just for the social status. It's not so much that they really care. Some kids have enough money to where they don't need to continue school, but they do it just because there's nothing else to do. Why not?
Do you think young adults should venture into blue-collar jobs over white-collar jobs?
Sometimes that's the only choice that they have. Kids can't just automatically go into a great job where they can be in an office. So, it's tough. And you just gotta take what you can get and most of the time, it's what pays more.
Up next, we have Valerie, a four-year student at A&M who's graduating in the spring and plans on joining the Army after graduation. So, after all these years, overall, what's your view on college?
For the most part, I don't think college is worth it just because it can be a waste of time depending on how you spend it. Like, you get out what you put into it, and I see a lot of people go through it just like a diploma factory, and they don't really get much out of it, so it's a waste of time. So I know a lot of people in college that just all they really do is like study, and they don't really know how to interact with people outside of college. So whenever they go and get a job and stuff, they don't know how to do anything. Like, they don't have good communication skills. They don't have good, problem-solving skills because all they know to do is study a book and then take an exam. So they don't really learn much from that. So whenever it comes to, a social aspect, they're at a loss.
So what about going into debt for college? How do you feel about that?
Oh, man. So when it comes to debt, when I first started college, I had no financial support, and so I was extremely worried about my financial debt, so I picked a college based on how much it was going to be rather than if it was a good college or not. I didn't care. I was just trying to think about how I was going to pay for it. And so the financial aspect puts a big burden on you, and I don't think it's worth it because you just stress more about that than actually getting an education.
Do you think people go to college for the social status alone?
So, I see it firsthand. Like, people legit just show up to school to go to Starbucks with their friend. Or show up to the library to talk about what they did the night before. And it's really annoying when I'm sitting in class and people, like, get in groups together and they just talk to each other and they don't even pay attention in class. And I'm like, what's the point of you even coming to class? And also, when it comes to, like, a social aspect, like, people really care about their social life in college because they say it's all about who you know instead of what you know, which is, like, why are you going to come to school just to, like, make, just to try and network? You could network outside of school and, like, go get a job and actually get experience and network that way instead of just coming to school and going to Starbucks.
So, how do you feel about the price of college?
Like I said, it's a huge burden, and it's honestly expensive. As of now, I'm in debt about 25 grand, and whenever I get out of college, like, I'm going to be so worried about paying off my job, like, paying off my debt, that my job isn't going to be what I'm focused on. So, overall, I think, like, the cost of college is so expensive, considering the fact that not everybody in the United States is, like, has a stable family and stuff to help them with school. And so, and I know a lot of people that there's, like, government aid and stuff, but even the government aid is not enough to cover, like, your cost of living in college, because they jack up the prices literally everywhere. Like, a book that would normally just cost, like, $25 in the bookstore costs, like, $75 for no reason. So it's not even just the cost of school. It's, like, everything that goes along with it, like, your rent and stuff like that. So I think it's very inflated and not good for students at all.
Do you think it's better to go straight into the workforce after high school?
It depends on your interest. Because I know people who come to college to learn something that they could learn better just going straight into the workforce. And so, like, doctors, of course, they need to go to school to learn how to be a doctor. But there's other fields that do not require a whole 4 years of education. So even, like, vocational school would be good. And the workforce itself could be stronger if people do just join right after high school. And they could gain better experience in those 4 years and work up their way from there. Instead of just coming in with a college degree expecting to know everything.
I think is funny is how my mom gave the perspective that college is definitely not a waste of time and money, even though she didn't attend college, and Valerie, who's 4 years into college, believes that it is a waste of time and money. After doing a bit of research, I found on the Washington Post that only 38% out of 30,000 alumni agree that their degree was worth the cost. And nearly half of the college graduates in their 20s are underemployed, meaning that their bachelor's degree is not a need for the job that they have. I also found on the National Association of Scholars website many different reasons why college is a waste of time. And it was completely going against college being worth it. On the website, I found different reasons, such as how high school might have not prepared students for the college level, and how some people will be in debt, like guaranteed to be in debt at least one point in their college career, and if you don't finish, college was really a waste of time, and it was definitely for nothing. So there you have it, folks. College is definitely and definitely not a waste of time and money. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Supernova podcast. I hope y'all got y'all's answer to whether college was a waste of time and money, because I didn't. Thanks.